You may be like me, just want to wake up one morning and not read some new revelation about our fearless leader in the headlines of the lying media. The boy loves the spotlight, no doubt about it, and I suppose to him all press is good press. Although lately, I suspect even he might like to hide in the shrubs like Spicer. Good time maybe to take a sabbatical to some quiet retreat like Saudi or Israel. Today the fun headline was a report that the Republicans, in a closed-door meeting, had stated that Putin was probably paying Trump. This from Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy and followed by Paul Ryan, who said, "Mum's the word, no leaks from the team." Now that it's been leaked, the spin is that, well, it was all a joke. Keeping a lid on it was to prevent the public from realizing the GOP had such highly evolved senses of humor, no doubt. The real humor, of course, comes from the stories changing to the speed of sound to fit the latest fast-breaking facts. Truth has never been funnier, or more slippery. I know the Russians are laughing, and who can blame them? If they really are paying the prez, the money is well spent. Saturday Night Live ought to be ponying up a share of the payoff, too. Ditto Colbert and Samantha Bee, plus half a dozen others. If Trump wasn't really rich before, we can make him a wealthy man before he abandons ship. This is why those of us with intact funny bones should consider a kickstart for Donald, mostly to keep rubles out of our politics and still churn out the laughs. America, most hilarious country on the planet. Who needs a laugh track when we have the New York Times?